being transferred to broadcast. To end, hang up.
Bishus, kola kola kodoshaze. I'm Eliyahu Meir Pick, and today is the 15th of Tammuz, 7th of July 2020, and my topic is the mitzvah of Toichocho. The Torah says, Hocheach, Tochiach, Samisecho, if you see your neighbor doing something wrong, you have a mitzvah to tell them off, to rebuke. And in fact, we find from last week and this week's Sedra, that's not always seeming to be the case. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu sees Zimri and Cosby doing an Aveira, he keeps quiet. He doesn't say anything. You might say that maybe it was too late for him to say anything, but Pinchas certainly took the initiative and did something about it. But Moshe Rabbeinu was silent. He did not practice the mitzvah there of Hocheach Tochiach Isamisecho. It's inferred by the Kli Chemda that there was a kind of Tochocha done by Pinchas in what he did, even though the mitzvah is normally only ad hakor, until one hits you. But there's a dilemma of every community rabbi, whether to tell off, whether not to tell off, because he might be offending somebody and he might upset people's sensitivities. We all know the story about the rabbi who gets told off by his own gabba. Says to him, Rabbi, you know, you're upsetting a lot of people talking to them about Hilchos Shabbos. They can't do what you're telling them to do. He says, what shall I talk about? Shall I talk about kashrus? No, no, don't talk about kashrus. You're going to upset a lot of people. So he said, well, what shall I talk about? Talk about Judaism, is the answer. Well, the mitzvah then of Tochocho is discussed a lot in the Gemara and in the Rishonim, in Yevamos, Daf Samach Hei on the base, just as one speaks something which one is listened to, where you know that people will listen to your rebuke, so also it's a mitzvah to say silent when people will not listen to you. The same shemitzvah loma dova shenishma kach mitzvah dova she'en lo loma dova she'en nishma. That is the way it's commanded. And the Nimukhe Yosef says, with a yochid, with an individual, one always gives a rebuke, but with a tzibur, one does it only once. Only once, because we don't want to give a pischot peh that people will say, oh, the rabbi was there and he didn't say anything, therefore it must be all right. So the rabbi has to say something. The Chidushi Aran on that Gemara says that Pinchas was not actually asking Moshe Rabbeinu, what is the halacha? When they saw the Aveira going on, Pinchas did remark to Moshe Rabbeinu, isn't this halacha that one has to act? But he says Pinchas was not actually asking the question. But since Moshe Rabbeinu had forgotten for that moment what the halacha is, Pinchas was asking him in a respectful and halachic way, just the way one is correct in rebuking a teacher. One can't say to a teacher, you are wrong. One say, did you not teach me such and such a halacha? And that's what Pinchas was doing. So the Gemara Beis of Daf Lamed says that we are worried that if you tell off somebody who is doing something unintentionally, if you tell him off,
we've got some sounds of earlier, I don't know if you can tell that.
Then he will know it's a forbidden thing. Then maybe it's better that a person than the mazes and the hasheikh or tilshkia, that they're not keeping the mitzvah. Mutzav shu shogigit. Am I audible?
Seems to have frozen a bit. Simcha, what do you?
I can
right,
see.
Can I be heard now? So it's a mitzvah. There are mafurashim who say that only a mitzvah which is not mafurash batorah, you don't say anything. If it's mafurash batorah, then people know it's forbidden, and therefore one says something. So if it's a drabonon or whether it's daraisa, so those are the questions. But the Shulchan Aruch says, imi yodea bavadai, if you know for sure that somebody will not listen to you, lo yishmu lanu v'yasu v'zodon, demutav shi shogigin v'lo mezidin, and that's brought down into the Shulchan Aruch. So the Gemara in Arachin, Daf Tes Zayin Omad Beis quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Al tochach leitz pen yisonecho. Do not tell off a scoffer, because he will simply come to hate you. He won't come to listen to you, and therefore there's no point. So you don't do anything. But hochach lechochem v'yavekor. But you tell off a chochem because the chochem wants to be told off. That is okay, and he will love you for it. So the Bi'al Locha brings down from the Mogen Avraham in Sif Gimel that really it says hochach tochach amisecho. Amisecho ze chavercho. It's your friend. It's only somebody whom you are close to, whom you are friendly with, who is likely to listen to you. Then you will perform the mitzvah of the chochem. But anybody else, the person might hate you. So the Gemara in Arachin there in Tesayin says, Omer Rabbi Tzalfon, Tumuani im yesh b'dor hazeh shemekabel tochocha. I'd be very surprised if there's anybody of this generation who would accept tochocha, who would receive a telling off. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Tumuani im yesh b'dor hazeh sheodeh l'achichach l'ochiach. I would be very surprised if there's anybody nowadays who knows how to rebuke somebody else. Namely, people don't really know how to do the mitzvah anymore. How to rebuke somebody else, how to do it sensitively. And the Gemara there says, somebody might feel so bad that you are telling him off, he could say to you, hold on a minute, are you qualified to tell me off? Where you might remove a splinter between your teeth, it will be responded to remove that beam between your eyes. What does that mean? That you're telling me off for something small, but I can tell you off for something much bigger, that you are not really worthy of being able to tell me off. And for that reason, Rav Meir Cohen Kaplan wrote 70 years ago in a sefer, he wrote on this subject, that this is the hardest mitzvah in the Torah to keep, the mitzvah of tochocha, because it requires tact, it requires discretion, it requires sensitivity to know when to say something and to know when not to say something. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Shviyas Asosa, in the Din of Yom Kippur, in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, that noshim she'ochlos, the women who are eating tul chashecha, ain mamchi biyodom, we don't tell them off. Shelo yivo lasos bezodom, that they don't do it b'mezit. Shehare eif shashiyah shotem babayis kol echad v'chod. It's impossible for a person to become like a policeman in his own house. A remarkable statement. The hazir noshov, to well warn the women. Nowadays, though, it's not the men warning the women, it's the women who are warning the men. After all, according to the Rambam, we can't watch over our wives, but our wives should be watching over us. I mean, why is my wife a Rebbitzin? Because that's what she's doing. And the only reason why they call me a rabbi is because she's a Rebbitzin. When I was in Gateshead many moons ago, there was a guest staying in my own room who had in his case a Christian Bible. So I went to the mashgiach of the yeshiva and I said, look, there's this fellow who's staying here for Shabbos. He's got a Christian Bible in his bag. Maybe you should have a word with him and talk to him about it and give him a bit of tochocha. And the mashgiach did nothing. It was something I didn't understand at the time, but years later I began to understand. When I was a teenager and I was aged just 15 or so years old, I was the shamus of the shul. I had to do the various odd jobs around the place. And I noticed that people were going outside on Yom Tov during the Haftarah to have a smoke on a cigarette. So I went to the Rav and I told him about it. And the Rav did nothing. He said nothing. And on another occasion, I found wrappers from Trefa Confectionery and I spoke to the Rav about it. And he did nothing. So you might think, why did the Rav just behave so laid back? But he was deliberately not doing a tochocha where he felt it would not produce any positive results. You might say, well, what about a kashrus alert? That's perfectly legitimate. And what about Talmud Torah? You know, if you know people are doing something wrong and you're giving a shir, you obviously have to talk about these halachas, because otherwise you're going to do away with Talmud Torah completely. So I heard from my teacher, Rav Shimon Reiser Shlita. And if you give a tochocha in a less confrontational way, for example, you know that a person will not listen to you, but in the way of conversation, you can say certain things just by chatting. You can say, well, I went to a men's only beach and I found a kosher place to eat and I managed to find a suit which did not have shatness in it, that one can say by derech sicha, in the way of conversation, things in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tochocha. The Ramban writes in his Hakdama to the Torah, he refers to the Mishlei, a pasuk in Mishlei, which says, Tova tochachas megule me'alva musuteres. It's better to have a revealed tochacha, an open rebuke, rather than just hidden love. But he talks about the idea of ahava, because the whole concept of giving tochacha is ahava, is love for somebody else. So he says we should have a tochachas megule, and he refers to Avraham Ibn Ezra, whom he disagrees with, but he shows a great love for him as a colleague, to say that even if we disagree with each other, we can still show enormous respect and love. And this is reflected in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Dalad, Amud Aleph, where although the arguments between the Amoraim were very fierce and hot, but where they when they argued, there was a deep love for each other. As the Gemara there says, Ure'ei kama mechalavin ze es ze. There was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin who wrote a sefer called Minchas Shmuel. And in this sefer, he says, Kach kibalti merabosai shebezeh hazaman koshos. That we are nowadays living in difficult times, and einom nishmoim, people do not listen when you give them a rebuke. Already in the Gemara in Arachin, we said that people are not able to listen to a rebuke so easily. But he said in his time, we are not able to give a rebuke to others because they don't accept it. So what do we do? Rak b'dvorim rachim v'tovim. We have to speak softly. We have to speak nicely. We have to speak respectfully. And that way, hopefully, people will accept the tochacha. And we do not want to do something in such a way that people will go off the derech. There is a Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea on the dinim of Nidoi in Cherem, where the Ramah says, we give Nidoi, even if we're worried, Shal Yedei Kein Yetzei L'Talbus Ra, we're worried that somebody will go off the derech, we still give him a telling off, Ein L'Chush B'Kach. And the Taz asks on this, he says, I'm very surprised. And he seems to disagree with the Ramah. He's saying, that might not be the right way, but we want to put people into Nidu Cherem only to put them back on the correct path, but not if it makes them go off the derech. I heard a story about a certain Rosh Yeshiva who was told about a bocha who kept running off to the town center, going to places he should not be visiting. So he ran after this boy and he found him in town. And he said to him, I'm worried about you. Why? The boy was very embarrassed. He knew he was caught. So the Rosh Yeshiva said to him, you're not wearing a coat. The weather is cold. He took off his own coat and said, here, wear this coat. And whenever you go out, please wear my coat and just think of me. And that's such an enormous influence on the Bocha, who felt the love of the Rosh Yeshiva, who was not giving him a rebuke in the confrontational way, that this Bocha became one of the best boys in the Yeshiva. And the story is told of Rav Elimelech of Lizhensk, who never rebuked anybody. He never did a tochacha. But because his personification was so tamimistic, because of the way he behaved, set such an example to others, that in itself was a big musa for everybody and was enough to teach people how to behave. The story is told of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who once came into his office and he found a bocha there sitting in his seat and his feet were up on the table. Not Rav Moshe's, the bocha's. The bocha's feet were on the table. What did Rav Moshe Feinstein say? He said, I'm sorry to disturb you. And he walked off again. That was enough of a tochacha. He didn't have to say anything more. Just, I apologize for disturbing you. So there's a sefer called Atar Lamelech of Rav Avraham Yaakov HaKohen, Palm Zechet Tzadik Livrocha. And there's a similar idea brought by Rav Shlomo Volbo in his sefer Zriel Binyan Bechinuch, that the original method of tochacha, of telling somebody off, he calls Sosa Almanos Livnos. It's like demolishing in order to rebuild. You can't do that nowadays. Because if you demolish a person's personality, you might fail in rebuilding it. That's not the way. This was a perfect method in the former generations, in former times. According to them, Adrega, it was okay. But now, in our weak generation, the strict word does not work. It's not productive. And it's a loss, like the kli cheres shenishba, like the piece of earthenware which breaks, and you can never put together the pieces again properly. And a very choshev arov, who was a Dayan on a Beis Din, told my father many years back, he said, don't be too strict with your children, because I did that with my own son, and he went off the derech completely. And the story is told of Dayan Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was asked, why is it that your children went off the derech? He said, because I showed too much discipline and not enough warmkeit, and I did not sing Zemiras at the Shabbos table. So it's interesting, because in Bamei Madlikin, we say that just before Shabbos, a person should say to his household, Isasem, Eravtem, Hidliku Es Haner, have you taken Maisa? Have you done the Eruv? Are you ready for Shabbos? Light the Shabbos lights. And there the Baal Tanura says, V'nichuso, nicely, calmly, delightfully. Kedei sheyishmu lo, in order that people will listen to him. In order to get people to listen to us, we have to do it in a nice way and not to bark like a dog. And that is the message of Toichocho. And when we think of last week's Sedra, we said, Ma tovo elecho Yaakov mishkan osecho Yisrael. This is the first posuk we say when we come into shul in the morning. Why do we say, Ma tovo elecho Yaakov mishkan osecho Yisrael? The bracha which Bilam gave to us, it's that when he saw the tents of the Yidden not facing each other, that everybody had respect for each other, that was Mishkan Osecho Yisrael. He was praising us for our Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. So that when we walk into shul, we have to remember that before we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Bein Odom L'Mokom, we have to still make sure as a preliminary that we've got the Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. And this is also an interesting idea brought by Rav Shaul Weiss in a sefer at the very beginning, where he talks about the din of Mishayakir. When is the time from when you can say the Shema in the morning? And we say Mishayakir es Chavero. All right, some say Tzitzis, the Cheles, but there's opinion in the Gemara. When you recognize your friend from Daladamas, then there's enough light in the street, and from then you can say the Shema. So he says, what's the pshat really? Well, what's the drush from this halacha? When is the time you can say the Shema? From when is the time you can practice real intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Only as a preliminary, Mishayakir es Chavero. First you have to have your Bein Odom L'Chavero. First you have to recognize others. And Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg talks about the idea of coming now into the 3 weeks. We're starting now the period of Bein HaMetzorim and the 9 days. And he quotes the Baal HaRokeach in Simon Shin Tes, he says, from 17th of Tammuz till the 9th of Av, Ein Lahakos. So a teacher does not smack his pupil. Well, nowadays you can go to prison for smacking a pupil. Corporal punishment's been abolished. But there was the idea in former times about smacking and holding a stick. He says, in the 3 weeks, one must not do this. Afilu Beretsua es Talmidov. And this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Yod Ches. Lo yaku ha-tamidim b'yomim ahem. So he says, what's the idea behind this? And he brings this also from the Sefer Moedei Ari'ir, that the idea of the 3 weeks is that we are trying to repair the problem of our golus. The problem of our golus was sinas chinom. And that's why the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed. So in order to create harmony, and that we can give an idea of love and devotion to our Talmidim, rather than giving them a hit during the 3 weeks, we give them words of positivity, of softness, that we can emulate the methods like used of Rav Elimelech of Lizhensk, not to do words of rebuke at all, because that is the way we're going to bring people back into Yiddishkeit. And there is a minhag brought down by the Chiddush HaRim, that we have a siyum made in the 9 days. Some people think it's simply to get round the din of not having meat or wine, so we circumvent the halacha. But his idea of having a siyum in the 9 days is that during this period of Bein HaMetzorim, people come together, that people sit ba'achdus to the siyum, and that will promote the idea of Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, which will rectify the problem of our golus. So the idea is mixed with the idea of arevus. When I do a tochocho, when I tell off somebody, it's because we are responsible for each other's actions. And the whole golus happens because the mitzvah tochacha was not done properly. And the whole concept which comes then from noshim she'ochlos, women are eating, or seeing somebody doing something wrong, and mutav shi'ushogigin, is all based on what Rav Kaplan writes is the most difficult halacha to keep in the Torah. And he says it in a way, we say it's keneged kol ha-mitzvah sheba Torah. Just like Talmud Torah is keneged kol ha-mitzvah sheba Torah, so is the mitzvah of tochacha, because tochacha applies to every single mitzvah. It can apply if you see somebody doing something wrong. That is the Memosai Karina Shema Mishayakir Eschavero, that we have a regard for others and that we stay silent if somebody is doing something where you know that they will not be heard, but nevertheless we could remedy it. And with that, we can hopefully enter the period of Bein HaMetzorim with a love and Avas Yisrael for others. And we spoke, when I discussed with you last time about not ejecting somebody from a seat, that also is the idea of Avas Yisrael, that together we can strive for this correct atmosphere in order that Mashiach should come and we should be Matzliach in Tisha B'Av, being a Yom Tov this year, B'mehar V'Yomeinu. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.